That's entirely possible. So-called expectations are set up in our learning, in our history, that this is registers, and that my voice has five, or that all voices are supposed to have five, or whatever, this will find a way
to generate five registers.
Exactly. But, or three or two or whatever. It's part of the problem even that scientists have, voice scientists have, that the lady from France brought up too, at least in my opinion, is that continuing to use the terminologies that are 800 years old, at least, relative to registers, we need to take a look at all of that. Guess that's it.
Well, so what you're doing in your paper when you say you're trying to find a scientific-based understanding of registers mm-hmm. is one that studies the mechanism kind of separated from how people describe it, because we can have all have our own personal descriptions mm-hmm. and say, no, I feel two registers,
right.
I feel three, I feel five.
Right.
But you're trying to say this is, I guess it's hard when you have human subjects, mm-hmm. they're going to have opinions. And how do you separate analyzing the function based upon their description versus, because I guess, how am I going to put this? Mm-hmm. If you use a cadaver larynx and put, you know, electricity in it and get to function, can you, I don't know where I'm getting is when you have a live larynx and
yes.
a personality controlling
right.
it,
right.
you'll have a bias based upon that. And I remember seeing those Bernard
right.
videos, and they showed that in it. That's right. That was
right.
interesting.
And yes, I believe that it is possible to differentiate that with great care, of course.
Right.
But it's also possible that the instrumentation that is used is not sensitive enough, perhaps, to pick up certain aspects of register phenomena. Also, getting subjects to introduce electrodes into their thyroarytenoid muscles
mm-hmm.
In order to assess those. And again, the placement of it is going to be crucial. The tasks. It's part of the wonderfulness of science is to just keep on looking at elephants this much at a time, until someday you have a better sense of elephantness.
Okay. All right, thanks.
This paper was an attempt to describe an elephant.